California is by far the U.S. state with the biggest immigrant population, about 10 million people, roughly a quarter of the state's total. And California also has the biggest economy in the country. So how do these two facts relate to each other? Well, it's more complicated than it seems, as Valerie Hamilton reports from Ventura County in Southern California.
In California, you don't just see immigrants' role in the economy. You can taste it.
This is a premium avocado.
Jose Alcaraz manages Brokaw Ranch. They grow hundreds of acres of avocados, oranges, lemons, sold all over the country. You may have some in your fridge right now. But before it gets there, it starts here, in leafy groves of trees under the sun. And the people who climb up, cut down the fruit, and get it all to market are immigrants. All of them.
There's no way that we can take care of and pick our crops without immigrant labor.
Ellen Brokaw owns this farm. She says there are more than 25,000 immigrants, many undocumented, harvesting crops in this county. She's tried to hire U.S.-born workers, but she says with starting pay at about $12 an hour, they don't want the job.
Sometimes some people apply, but almost never do any of them stay. So I think it's hard work, and it's not well paid.
Undocumented immigrants doing the jobs nobody else wants. You hear this a lot in California. 10% of the workforce is undocumented. And they aren't just working farms, but childcare, restaurants, hotels, construction.
This is a workforce that actually does provide just the basic foundation of these sectors and industries being able to succeed and thrive.
That's Betty Yee, and she should know. As California's state controller, she keeps the books. She says undocumented immigrants' labor is worth more than $180 billion a year to California's economy.
About equal to the 2015 GDP for the entire state of Oklahoma, if you want to have it in relative terms.
For some, it's all relative.
There is only one core issue in the immigration debate, and that issue is the well-being of the American people.
President Donald Trump argues that undocumented immigrants drive down wages, take jobs. Many economists disagree, pointing to studies showing immigrants have little or no net impact on jobs or wages for U.S.-born workers. But it's still complicated.
근데 저도 도널드 트럼프를 반대하고 그런 것도 아니지만은.
I'm not a Donald Trump supporter, but at the same time, I don't discredit everything he says. He says that there's immigrant who is taking more. Maybe there might be some immigrant that is taking advantage of the system.
You could argue that this man is one of them. He came from South Korea 3 years ago on a student visa and overstayed it. Now he works at a nightclub in Los Angeles and makes about $5,000 a month under the table, he says. But exploitation cuts both ways. We meet at a workers' rights center where he's looking for help collecting years of unpaid wages. He asked me not to identify him because his former boss has threatened to have him deported.
업주들의 입장은 항상 그렇지 않다는 거. 예, 왜냐면
I am undocumented. I don't have paperwork. I don't have a social security number. I don't have a green card. So it becomes kind of natural for the employers to take advantage of me.
It's the flip side to undocumented immigrants' contributions to the economy. Businesses can profit more by paying vulnerable workers less. LA's $18 billion garment industry is a case in point. Nearly all of the city's garment workers are immigrants, many without papers. Last year, the Labor Department found 85% of factories were breaking wage laws.
The minimum wage is supposed to be increasing for all workers, but in the garment industry, wages are at $5 to $6 an hour, and they haven't increased it in years.
Mar Martinez is an advocate for garment workers. She says it's factory owners, many who are immigrants themselves, who are driving wages down by exploiting undocumented workers.
The answer shouldn't be to exploit that person, but, you know, pay that person lawfully. And I think that that ultimately creates better wages for everybody.
Back at the ranch, the pay's not great, but it's above the state minimum wage. I meet Luis, who's from Mexico. I agreed to use only his first name because of worries about deportation. He makes between $16 and $20 an hour, filling massive sacks of avocados and hauling them down a ladder from the trees.
I want to think like a rich people were trying to do the work we do. Like, you know, going down the hills, up the hills. It is a pretty heavy work.
It's his fourth year working here, and at 21, he has a wife and family. California, he says, is a good place to live.
So, you know, I'm trying to do good, you know, because I'm planning to live my whole life right here.
And with a wave, he heads back to work. For The World, Valerie Hamilton, Ventura County, California.